Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the chiyuv of the Musaf prayer that we say on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. So unlike the other prayers we say every day, this prayer is really not a prayer about requests. The Shachas, Mincha, Marv are prayers about requests. And even on Shabbos, when we don't make requests, at least it's appropriate to have requests during that time. Like, for example, if a person accidentally starts with Atachonen, he must finish that bracha. But Musaf is different altogether. Musaf is the prayer is in place of bringing of the korban and they parallel it. The question is, since the korban is really a purely communal responsibility, and the prayer doesn't correspond to any particular personal requests, is it a personal or communal obligation? So we have three shitas about the nature of the obligation of saying the Musaf prayer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tefilas musafin ela b'chever ir. Elazar ben Azariah holds that the chiyuv to daven the Musaf prayer is a communal obligation, which means it's only said b'tzibur, part of a minyan, and if there is no minyan, then there's a yachid, and a private person doesn't say Musaf at all. So if a person's on vacation, Acapulco, in his hotel room, there's no minyan, he, on Shabbos morning, he would not daven the Musaf tefillah, according to Elazar ben Azariah. The second shita is that of the Chachamim, this is the halacha. Chachamim omrim, bechever ir, vishlo bechever ir. It doesn't matter if you're praying with a minyan or praying b'yachidus by yourself. Either way, a person must have the Musaf prayer. It's an obligation like any other obligation on the individual. The third shita is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. That means Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing on what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita actually is. And he says, kol makam shiyesh chever ir, any place where there is a communal prayer, like a minyan, hayachid patur metfilas musafin. In such a scenario where the people in the community will be praying as a community, the Musaf prayer, any individual is exempt from praying Musaf. That would mean, according to this Rabbi Yehuda's version, if you are in a town that has no minyan, then you pray biyachidus, you pray privately. But if you have a minyan in your town, then you would let the community do the praying, and if you aren't present, then you would be exempt. They would do it for you. So it's a hybrid of the two shitas. Again, let me sum up here. The first shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, it's just a communal obligation and a yachid doesn't pray musaf. The second shita, the Chachamim says, no, it's a private obligation. And whether you're praying b'yachidus by yourself or in a tzibur, part of a community, you pray musaf. The third shita is Rabbi Yehuda's version of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, which is, kol makom sheyesh chever ir, if you have a minyan, then the minyan can daven and be motzi and exempt the individual. A yachid patur, the yachid will be exempt. Metfilas and Musafin. Just as in the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Musaf was brought for everybody around the whole nation, and even if they weren't present, they would still be Yotzi. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way that the Musaf prayer works is not Shomea Ka'ona. It's not that you listen and say Amen, like other brachas or tefillas, and the Shliach Tzibur would be Motzi you. It simply means that if there is a minion in the community, they will be Motzi you, even without you hearing what the Shliach Tzibur says. Again, the halacha is like the Chachamim, that we pray b'yichidus